Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo baba indumiso ingeyakho ngoba ungunkulunkulu futhi akekho ofana nawe uphakeme unamandla. Esihle siwela uthi ingeyakho upuling march naye wathi mnini mandla onke misigaba so Gcina ke lesi sizoba nengqoqo sikhuluma ngamandla omkhuleko the power of prayer kanye ke nomfundisi uJustin Matli yakune WhatsApp lana engenile bacela ukuthi ngiphinde futhi ama number ka Mam Nozipho ya uma ungawathola ngawonke ama number akhe ngizowafunda slowly ne 083 434 2830 ama number ka Mam Nozipho 083 434 2830. Mfundisi sawubona.
Dumela usibahleli kahle.
Kiteng wena okay.
Lena kiteng.
Hawu ngithi uzophendula uthi sawubona bahle.
Sawubona sisibahle.
Phela mengilalele ama preachings wakho lapha ku Facebook live ngiyazi ukuthi hayi isiZulu siloku siyangena.
Ah no siya improve, siya improve.
So that is why I was expecting sawubona.
Oh
okay.
Yes.
Unjani kodwa mfundisi?
Ngiyaphila sisibahle unjani?
So kuyisikhathi eside hayi ngisaphilile ngaphansi komusa kaJehova.
I can see his glory definitely.
Amen and amen. Siyabonga ukuthi uphinde usiphe isikhathi sakho.
I
know ukuthi ke kukhona okuningi futhi okuhle sizokufunda kuwena. Ya njengoba sikhuluma into ebalekile umkhuleko. Yabona uma ungumuntu osindisiwe.
Yeah.
Umkhuleko akumele ingabi into ophila ngayo.
Yeah.
Yes, umkhuleko, ipraise, iworship izinto ezibalekile kakhulu ezimpilweni zethu ngoba yilapho sithola khona amandla, yilapho sithola khona ihope. We know ukuthi siphila ezweni elinjani kwamanje. So cabanga nje ungaphili ngale zinto ezintathu esengiyibalile.
Sure.
Ukuthi impilo angazi nami ngokwami angazi ukuthi ngoba ngikuphi ngoba ngithola amandla when I worship, when I praise, when I pray. Yes, so today sizokhuluma ngawo amandla omkhuleko. I know ukuthi abanye mhlambe ngenxa yezimo ababhekane nazo umuntu athi hey mina ay sokuyisikhathi ngikhuleka kodwa ngibona ngathi uNkulunkulu yaza kangizwa uyivalile indlebe zakhe. So bahle I don't understand ukuthi ukhuluma ngani uma ukhuluma ngamandla omkhuleko. So sizofunda kule discussion yethu namuhla umfundisi ngamandla omkhuleko. Ngicela ubabingelele emakhaya bese ke siyangena odabeni.
Ke dumedisa botlhe ba retse ba Radio Pulpit, ngibingelela bonke balalele ekhaya. Ekameni lika Jesu. Amen.
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 Mhlawumbe mfundisi ngaqala ngokubuza ukuthi kahlehle what is the power of prayer? Iyona vela indaba esixoxayo.
Yeah, ukuthi ilula ukuthi umkhuleko unamandla.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes we just take prayer as prayer.
Yes.
But not actually realizing the power that is behind prayer.
Yeah.
So that's what we are going to unpack.
Yeah.
Yeah, through this month.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But today sisibahle please allow me ukuthi ngile I foundation. I just wanna read from the book of Joel.
Yeah.
Joel chapter 2 verse 17. Itilana iBhayibheli, let the priest who minister before the Lord weep between the temple and the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn by word among the nations. Why should they say among the people, where is their God? Maybe osibahle as I begin with this message, ukuthi lot of people bakhuluma ngomkhuleko.
Yeah.
Lot of people speak about prayer, but in actual fact few people do actually pray, sisibahle. Now for our generation to see amandla kaNkulunkulu and ukuthi akho ukubona even the move of God We have to go back to prayer. When you go, for example, to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 17, it says, pray continually, pray without ceasing. NgesiZulu ngiyathanda ithi khulekani ningaphezi. In other words, sisibahle, things can stop in life, but prayer must not stop. It has to be done continually. Prayer has to be done whether we feel like it or we don't feel like it. We have to pray whether we are in the mood or not in the mood, because our lives are dependent on it. In other words, prayer is not an option, but prayer, it's a necessity. Prayer, sisibahle, is like breathing in and breathing out. Sisibahle, we cannot live without umkhuleko. We cannot even make it in life without prayer. Let me say this. This is not the time, sisibahle, to reduce our prayer life, but it is the time to increase our prayer life. This is not the time to even gear down in prayer, but this is the time to gear up in prayer. It is the time to pray more than before. Now, sisibahle, when you go to one of the well-known scriptures, at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, it says, mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Ezintsukwini zokugcina kuzovela izikhathi ezinzima. Sisibahle, we can all attest to this. When we listen to the news, for example, we hear about bad news. When you read newspapers, you read about bad news. On social media, we see bad things and terrible things happening. Sisibahle, ezikhathini siphila kuzo, ikhathi ezinzima. So this means that the time we are living in is not like the other time. People of God, times have changed. I have to repeat this one. Times have changed. And we cannot be unwise and live like nothing is happening, sisibahle. There is an emergency in the spirit. And the same emergency in the spirit requires amandla womkhuleko. In Luke, for example, chapter 12, verse 56, Jesus says these words, you hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and the sky. How is it that you do not know how to interpret this present time? So this shows, sisibahle, ukuthi uNkulunkulu is expecting us to be able to interpret the present time. Saints, we need to be like the sons of Issachar. The Bible says in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, sisibahle, it is the sons of Issachar understood the times. NgesiZulu ithi amadodana ka-Isaka baqonda izikhathi. Sisibahle, it is very important as believers to understand the times. One of the things that makes us, sisibahle, to be lazy to pray, for example, and also to be casual about prayer is our inability to interpret the present time. If we fail to understand the present time, will be like a person, sisibahle, who wears summer clothes in winter and wears winter clothes in summer. In other words, ugcina uphambana nekhati. In other words, you'll end up doing what is not relevant to the time and relevant to the season. Child of God, over and above understanding the present time, you also need to understand the time and the season that you are in as a person. Your time is not your neighbor's time. Your time is not your friend's time. And your neighbor's time and your friend's time is not your time. Sometimes, sisibahle, we put ourselves under pressure because we want to operate at other people's time and not our time. And this causes a lot of stress, anxiety, and depression, sisibahle. For example, when you look at the life of an elephant, when you look at the elephant's pregnancy, for example, the elephant pregnancy takes longer than other animals, sisibahle. Other animals can give birth maybe 2 to 3 times a year, while the elephant can become pregnant for 22 months or 2 years. But for the elephant, sisibahle, to be at peace with itself, it has to understand its own season and its own time. It must not compare itself with the others simply because of the size of the blessing it carries. Because the size of the blessings is not the same. I repeat, the size of the blessings is not the same. Child of God, when things are difficult in your life, when things take long to happen, just know that you are carrying something big in you. When you carry something big, the process becomes longer. And this is the mistake also we make, sisibahle, as people. We like to compare ourselves with others. Child of God, you cannot compare yourself with others because you do not know what other people carry out there. Now, other animals can give birth, sisibahle, many times in a year, but the elephant takes longer because of the size of the blessing it carries. Child of God, maybe things are delaying in your life simply because of the size of the blessing that you carry. Listen to this. Delay does not mean denial. Waiting does not mean no. When others give birth many times, celebrate with them, be happy with them, and wait for your time. Because what you carry is bigger, is better, and is also greater. Child of God, if you're in a season or a time of waiting, please, please, I urge you, wait. When you see other people next to you succeeding, don't worry, celebrate with them, because your time and your season will surely come. Child of God, do not rush your destiny, because if you do, you will abort what you carry. Please do not escape the classroom of life. Please allow the process even to take place, but understand the time and the season that you are in as a person. But always remember this, there is no permanent season. Seasons come and seasons go. If you fail to understand your season and your time, you'll end up giving up in life. You'll begin to see yourself as a failure. You'll start giving up on your dreams. You will start giving up on your vision and your calling. Child of God, rest assured, God is not done with you. I repeat this, God is not done with you. God is not done with you. He who began a good work in you will surely complete and finish what he has started. That's Philippians 1, verse 6.
Mm.
Listen, sons of Issachar, sisibahle, did not only understand the times, but they also knew what Israel must do. I like this.
Mm.
They also knew what Israel must do.
Yeah.
Church of God, do we know what we should do in this present time? Sons and daughters of God, do we know what we should do in this present time? Listen to Joel chapter 2, where we read this, but verse 17. It says, let the priest who minister before the Lord. Before I continue with this verse, I just want to say this, Sisbahle. One thing that we need to understand and remember, ukuthi in Revelation 1, verse 6, Jesus has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. So through the blood of Jesus, we have been made priests. So all of us, we are priests unto God. And one of the duties, Sisbahle, of the priest is to pray. So when you don't spend time in prayer, what kind of priest are you? Because the essence of being a priest is to be a prayerful person. A priest, Siswahle, does not only represent himself, but a priest will also represent the people and also the nation. And as a priest, or as priest, how can we represent abantu? Si represent an amazwe, yet we don't spend time emkhulekweni. Now, the scripture continues to say, Siswahle, let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Lithi iBhayibheli, let them say, spare your people, O Lord. Ngithanda ngesiZulu. Ithi abapriesta izikhonzi zakaJehova. Lithi mabakhale.
Amen.
Phakathi kompheme nealtari.
Hey.
Bathi hawukela abantu bakho, Jehova. Church of God, this is the time to stand between the porch and the altar and weep for our nation and say, Lord, please spare our nation of South Africa. This is the time to weep between the porch and the altar and also weep for our children and say, Lord, please spare our children. This is the time to stand between the porch and the altar and say, Lord, please spare our families. This is the time to stand between the porch and the altar and weep for our communities and say, Lord, spare our communities from lawlessness. And say, Lord, spare our children from drugs. Spare our children from disobedience and rebellion. Spare our communities from crime and violence. Spare our nation from corruption and destruction. Spare our nation from stealing, killings, and destruction in the name of Jesus. Now, when we understand, Siswahle, the times, we'll also know what to do, just like the sons of Issachar. Siswahle, let me say this. It is important as people of prayer to understand the times, because to understand the times, and also not only to understand the time, but also to be able to interpret the times. Because when we fail, Siswahle, to interpret the times, we will not know what to pray for. But when we know the times, when we can interpret the times, then we'll know what to pray for. Because if we don't know the times, then we'll be like a man who runs aimlessly. We'll be like a man who's beating the air. Let us learn also from Esther. The Bible says when she knew what time it was and that the enemies of Israel were busy plotting to destroy the people of God, when Esther landed, Siswahle, the Bible says she called for prayer and fasting. Esther mobilized the people on the ground to pray with Mordecai. Esther also prayed with her attendants in the palace. Through that, the power of prayer was able to turn the tables, and lives were spared because amandla womkhuleko. Church of God, the power of prayer can change things in our lives, can change things in our nation, can change things in our family, can change things even about our children. As I conclude, Siswahle, Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 17 says, call for the wailing women. Baphi abasifazane nabo mama besililo. Lithi iBhayibheli, call them now. Let them come quickly and wail for us. And the time that we are living in, we are not only expecting the wailing women. Sifuna nabo baba abazokhalela ilizwe lethu. Nabo baba abazoma phakathi kwempheme nealtar. Bathi baba siza izwe lethu. Baba siza imindeni yethu. Baba siza imphakathi yethu ngegama lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey mfundisi, uyazi iya encourage ngempela into oyishoyo ukuthi akusho ukuthi uma mhlambe izinto zingenzeki ngesikhathi uexpecte ngayo lapho ukhuleka kuNkulunkulu akusho ukuthi uyanqaba and uNkulunkulu wazi better than thina kunezinto kuwukuthi siyayifuna nje but akusisona isidingo.
Yeah.
Because there's a difference kwinto okuwukuthi i want nento ukuthi i need eimpilweni zethu. So thina sometimes sithatha into ukuthi akusisona isidingo uyenze ngathi kuyisidingo.
Yeah.
So uNkulunkulu athi cha yazini ima kancane phola ngoba mina ngazi better kunawe njoba usho ukuthi delay does not mean it denial.
Yes.
And ngesikhathi lapho uNkulunkulu ethule nalapho kusese impendulo une reason ukuthi why athula mhlambe kumkhuleko wakho why angawuphendule ngaleso sikhathi and nezwi liyasho ukuthi enye nenye into inesikhathi sayo.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Mrs. Butler, another thing just to add on what you just said now.
Yeah.
We challenge ukuthi uNkulunkulu une schedule sakhe.
Yeah.
Nathi sine schedule nesikhathi sethu.
Mhm.
The only thing ukuthi uNkulunkulu does not show you what he has on his schedule.
Yeah.
And that's what creates a frustration phakathi kithi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu because you don't see what is in the agenda kaNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho.
Yes.
But now most of the time like now I've spoken about the elephant. Ukuthi you're waiting and the delays that happen in your life
then
all part of the purpose of God
they're
all in line with what you carry on the inside.
Yes,
because the bigger the calling the greater the test.
Yeah,
the bigger the calling kuma izinto ziba difficult. If you can check for I'm going ahead of myself sisibahle people like umama ka Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
We have learned ukuthi she was a barren woman.
Yeah.
And I can imagine na imaka bheka other women abophenina giving birth in front of him and you know also saving God and saving her husband and izinto zingayenzeki. But at that time akala she didn't know what God had in mind.
Yeah.
She didn't know the schedule of God ukuthi uNkulunkulu beka close in.
Yeah.
But the waiting and the delay yiyo eya prompta ukuthi umntwana makafika or even maybe before umntwana afika ayenze isivumelwano noNkulunkulu ukuthi inkosi if you bless me with a child I'll give the child back to you.
Yeah.
So the ukuthi ulentuza uHana anga give birth at that time enebeka funa ngayo uNkulunkulu wavala i womb for a reason because uNkulunkulu bekazi ukuthi into ezophuma phakathi kuye it's something that is going to change the generation. Now, mind you, we are affected because of the same old we sishumala ngaye today because of that woman. So sometimes our barrenness in life and delay in life when things that is cut kuba buhlungu sisibahle I'll admit to you akukho lula ukuthi mhlambe you've been crying say Lord ngifuna umsebenzi ukuthi impilo yabantwana bami change i family yami i change it's not nice but child of God wherever you are wherever you are listening watch the space God is building a testimony ethu sisibahle mayenzeka because uNkulunkulu othanda inkazimulo ukuthi into makayenza kusasa ungathi utunyise yena ungathi hayi amandla wami ukuhlakani because sometimes izinto sometimes ezi quick zenza ukuthi sithathe i glory to ourselves to say because ngifundile because I've applied then there but when things are difficult you know when it happens ukuthi yabona la noma bathini usimakade oyenze lo mhlolo. So our delay it's for a purpose.
Amen.
The only thing as we've just said now ukuthi even if isikhatsa sokuthi kumele ulinde linda mntwana kaNkuluNkulu because umfundisi Maluma used to say this as well ukuthi amomama bayithu bangangena e grocery store ngesikhathe si1 but they're not going to come out the same and ukuthi abaphumi omunye ubona uphuma aqala ozophuma aqala ulo ozophatha ibasket because uzothenga izinto ezincane but lo ogcwalisa itroli yophuma kwemuva and omunye may judge ukuthi but lo ungenile waphuma aqala but abazi ukuthi lo uNkulunkulu so nathi kuba njalo empilweni zethu ukuthi uNkulunkulu is still loading at ematrolling wethu ukuthi mawuzophuma nje kuphume into encane yophuma nengadla ngadla yesibusiso.
Beautiful analogy from DC. Wow. Isikhathi ke sithi 16:41 sikhuluma ngamandla omkhuleko kanye nomfundisi uJustin Matli. Uma unombuzo noma uthanda ukukomenta ikakhulukazi ku ngathi ngingezwe kubantu okuwukuthi you know you've been praying and praying and praying and ubona ngathi uNkulunkulu akawuzwa umkhuleko wakho kodwa ekugcineni izinto zenzeka ngingathanda ukuthi umhlambe ushare your experience lapho ulinde kanjani ngoba mesingabantu asilindi kuphela ngithi mfundisi uyalinda kodwa kube khona lokho okwenzayo so wena ungumntwana kaNkuluNkulu ulinda wenzani
amen
yes
amen.
Ulinda wenzani lapho ulinde khona yeah so ungashare nathi your experience ku 0123341322 ngamandla omkhuleko ungashare nange WhatsApp call ku 0781400778 noma u text go 0826572729 asindlule ngala uma ngibuya ngizoyithatha ke incingo
always abound in the work of the Lord take our hand as your daily companion Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 0826572729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
657 AM. Radio for believers in action.
Sawubona dumelo semoyeni?
Kosazana.
Gali mambo.
Asingelela nayo mfundisi nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Ngiyakubingelela baba.
Uma lithi Bible uje uma uJohane babhatisa lapha yana uJohane uJesu waya lapha naye wacela ukubhatatiswa lapha yana wafolela inini wayo naye wayobhatatiswa lithi Bible uje uma sekhethile ukubhatatiswa uma sethandaza noma sekhuleka umoya lo kaNkuluNkulu wahlela phezulu kwakhe isizwe sonke sibhekile ka isizwe abomkhulu wababulali abomkhulu babafarisi abomkhulu amapriest abakhulu bedekile lo moya kaNkuluNkulu awehli nje wehli uma umuntu ethandaza khona mama ukhosazana
mambo hey awehli kuphela wehla uma ukhuleka
amen
mambo ukhosazana
hay ngiyakuzwa siyabonga baba 0123341322 ungashare nathi iexperience yakho ngamandla omkhuleko mhlambe ungomunye wabantu okuthi ukhuleke nje isikhathi eside wagcina nje so lose ne hope ukuthi hayi mina uNkulunkulu ngeke angiphendule kodwa ekugcineni waphendula kungaba after a week kungaba after a month kungaba after iminyaka neminyaka 0123341322 umfundisi ukhulume into ebalekile la ukuthi sometimes uNkulunkulu akazenzi izinto ngendlela wena uexpect ngayo and lapho ezophendula khona bese ukubonisa amandla akhe ukuthi cha bengingafuni ukukupha lokho kodwa naku okukhulu okuthi bengikupreparela kona 0123341322 sawubona dumela sawubona sawubona usemoyeni ma
ngiyabonga ma ngiyabulisa egameni lika Yesu ibulisa umfundisi
amen
sabona
amen
amen
umamtakani selibratani ngaphi kwaidi
oh okay sawamukela ma
ngibonga ma kule mfundo yanamhlanje ngiyayizwa ipower of a prayer ngempela mawuthandaza kakhulu noma ungathandazi kakhulu mara uthandaze uthole ukuthi izinto zakho azihambi kahle uga nini ukuthi ukuthandaze uthole ukuthi lento ithandazelayo ayiyenzeki mara emva kwesikhathi uthole ukuthi lempendulo uyayithola bese ukhohliwe mara makuvela lento kubuye ukuthi lento ngayithandazela ngingaphezi ngoba ukuthandaza umele uthandaze ungaphezi ngamampela the way umfundisi asho ngakhona izinyo izinto masuka sisithandazela zithatha isikhathi ukuthi uzibone sometimes uthola ukuthi ziyenzekile mara wena awuziboni mara emva kwesikhathi ubone ukuthi lento beniyithandazela ifezekile empilweni yami Ngiyabonga mama.
Wow.
Oh, Mam Sakane, thank you.
Powerful. Siyabonga kakhulu ma. Wow.
Hey.
Yeah. zivuliwe incingo 0123341322 ngingajabula kakhulu uma ungashare nathi your experience lapho ukhuleka walinda kuNkulunkulu and wabona amandla akhe and uyazi waletha okukhulu okundlula lokho wena bo book expectile ngoba you know uNkulunkulu esimkhonza emfundisi uNkulunkulu weyimanga
kakhulu
yes wena ulindele lokho uNkulunkulu besenza okundlula lokho wena bokulindele asifunde la I WhatsApp greetings made servant of God and servant of God we thank God for him in emphasizing the importance and the agency of prayer and what I've noticed is that the service of waiting is very much important because as much as we pray we are not turning the arm of God to answer in our timing hence ways of God are higher than us and thoughts as well are higher than us
amen sure
sawubona dumelo semoyeni sawubona Hello.
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 Can you hear me?
Hello, Mausa Moyeni.
Oh, you know what, my sister? I'm so grateful for that word of praying. Sometimes we are in a desert land, then we don't pray. And the other thing of we believers, we are children of God, but we are jealous over one another. Sometimes people will get promoted and we are longer than them there, then we will start gossiping about this person, showing all the wrongs about this person, instead of rejoicing with the person. Remember what happened to Mordecai in, what was that man's name? The person that was working for the king?
Fundisi, then, please help.
Haman.
Yeah,
Haman,
but
yes.
You know what, we must rejoice. For in the right time, whatever we send out positively, the Lord is going to reward us.
Amen.
On the right time. And into the right position, maybe higher that we are now expecting from the Lord. I'm grateful for your program. I always listen every Sunday. It's the first time that I've got at least five of I can phone you.
Thank
May
you
God
so
bless you
much.
And continue with the good work. Amen.
Thank you for your contribution.
Wow.
We really appreciate. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, umoya wejelasi mfundisi.
Yeah. Hey,
mudimu arithuse. Yoyitsike mudimu arithuse. Ngoba uNkulunkulu akasibusisi ngokufana and then akasithathelanga izinto ngokufana. Yebo omunye angangena phuma emsebenzini ma apply uyathathwa kanjalo kodwa wena uthola ukuthi you wait for years, you wait for months. But lokho akumele manje kwenze ukuthi ube nejealousy omunye umuntu because nayo ijealousy you know ngezinye zezinto ezivimbela impumelelo eimpilweni zethu so kumele sibe happy omunye umuntu uma izinto zenzakala empilweni yakhe ngoba asazi ukuthi naye ulinde isikhathi esingakanani ngathi uthola ukuthi naye walinda for years and years but now because mina khona ngimazi umfundisi uJustine and then ngibona ngathi izinto zakhe zihamba kahle I don't know ijourney yakhe ukuthi uqale kuphi kwenzakalani yeah 10 before 5 o'clock asilalele la I voice note
sesibathle thobela
thobela ma
even though ke thotsisele nane le mogare but I'm happy that gore ona le morute ka mo
amen
amen
ho itse ke ratile modimo ka mogala modimo o ksentse ne ke le monyane and not knowing that gore ke re tsai gore ke tsai tso gore ke eng thuki ram but ke morata ke morata modimo ke rata kereke I love to pray I'm a prayer warrior but this what my journey of my life is very much sweet eh journey ka bo pelo I don't know yo 53 years I don't know what happiness is I don't know what joy is my life is full of bitterness sorrow sadness hatred rejection mutimoke marata mutimoke matsepang mutimoke mutimela di sepiso tsa itse ke di balantsa tseletsatse a ke tse gore tapelo tsa ka di rata tapelo tsa ka di arabisho kae aise I'm very much down go pela murutan fa bits I'm very much down go tsa ya nna tapelo ka sekere always sekere pela ke where were you Lord how can a person born until give it up 7 years to go to pension 7 years to reach 60 years there is nothing that is working for me there's nothing that is working for me
sure mfundisi.
Yeah, I just wanna encourage Mama Kuntlung. As you are listening, Mama, I can feel hurry. It's tough. You just mentioned something before I pray hurry. Umuntu oratan tapelo, and usually it's like that. Says Batle, when umuntu atapelo, Satanu uto ateka the same area elu hurry mudumwa user to bring change in your life. Because the aim is to discourage you from prayer. So Mama, what I can advise go back to your prayer life. Continue where you have left, because that's where your breakthrough is going to come. I like what Hannah did. Even though Unala, the Bible says she would go to the house of God and weep and cry to God. And what I like about Hannah, even though she did not atole at that time, but she never stopped praying. So the mistake sometimes that we do, says Batle, when the enemy brings ama challenges and billion zetu, and we become so discouraged, uguti siyege no mkulego. Kan masegu mkulego gula o satane na atola mandla kona. So whenever Mama ukopa na lidi challenges, so it means uguti press more and press more and press more, and you'll see what God is going to do. Says Batle, can I pray for her?
Yes, Murit.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, right now, Lord, I pray for Mama wherever she is. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you know what she's going through. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance in every area of her life. Father, may you bring change in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that may you usher in a new season of joy, a new season of happiness in her life. May things begin to change in her life. Father, may you give her a miracle right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare and I decree breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I cover her with the blood of Jesus. Father, may you give her new strength, O God, to run this race again. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hey, uyazi mfundisi, ukubala sometimes it's not easy because uthatha i pain yomunye umuntu yabana nje ubo mama ekhala kanje kuba buhlungu nakumina and umama wesibili lo ukuthi akhali today with this program and you know isn't ayifana lezidinga ukuthi nami ngibe nawo amandla.
Amen.
You know,
amen,
ukuze ngikwazi ukuma in the gap. So nami I need prayer mfundisi.
Okay, ma'am,
please pray for me. Yes.
Okay, let me pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, for your servant Sis Bartley right now. Father, I pray for the strength upon her life. Baba womnikezela umsebenzi. Baba ngikhulekela amandla Nkosi uthe izwini lakho, those who wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength.
Amen.
Father, with the work that is at hand, O God, I pray that may you give her your ability, may you give her your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I pray that may you refresh her, because your word says times of refreshing, they come from you. Lord, I pray that may you give her courage in the mighty name of Jesus to stand, O God. And I pray for more grace and more grace and more wisdom upon Sisibahle in the name of Jesus. And I also plead the blood of Jesus over her life, because I understand that also, Father, she is in the middle of warfare in the mighty name of Jesus, because, Father, she's bringing solutions to the nations. I pray, King of Glory, that may you also cover her and her family in the mighty name of Jesus. I release a blessing even upon her life, and I release good things to happen in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen. 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 Kyaleboga thata moruti. In closing, in a minute.
Sisibahle, I just want to say, you said something important. Uguti uma silindile siyenzani.
Yeah.
I just want to say, as we rep Sisibahle, uguti one of the things that helped me when I was a young man, ngasebenzi, and most of my peers, but told me sebenzi, buyer from one interview to another. What helped me, I remember I was still at Ubab Mishwe's church in Foslo. And I would come, we had services Monday and Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah.
I would come and pack the chairs before abantu bafika, ngibekutitulo ziba right, abantu mabafika, I was not even a greeter, I was just a counselor. Ngamukela abantu endlini kaNkulunkulu. That sustained me, because I was doing something in the temple. And I believe through that season, uNkulunkulu ubone ukuthi lo muntu lo, I have not answered his prayer. I've not given him what he wants, but he still serves me. And that's what sustained me. And today my life has changed because of what I did, and it sustained me. So I just want to encourage someone, while you're waiting for the Lord, serve him. Amen. And you'll see what God will do for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Utholakala kuphi mfundisi?
I'm available on 082-401-7518. The same number is on WhatsApp. I'm also on Facebook under Justin Matley, and I'm also on Instagram as well under the same name. So if you want to reach me, I'm available. On my email is matleyjustin@gmail.com.
Amen.
Amen.
Siyahlangana futhi kusasa, same time, same place. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.